When will you marry me, William, and make me your wedded wife, or take you your keen bright sword and rid me out of my life?
Say no more so than lady, say you no more than so, for you shall into the wild forest and amongst the buck and doe, where thou shalt eat of the hips and the haws and the roots that are so sweet. And thou shalt drink of the cold water that runs underneath feet. Now she had been in the wild forest, passing 3 months and a day. But with hunger and cold she had her fill, till she was quite worn away. At last she saw a fair tiled house, and there she swore by the road that she would go to that fair tiled house, therefore to get her some food. But when she came unto the gates, aloud, aloud she cried, "An alms, my own sister, I ask you for no pride." Her sister called up her merry men all, by one, by two, and by three, and bid them hunt away that wild doe as far as e'er they could see. They hunted her o'er hill and dale, they hunted her so sore, that they hunted her into the forest, where her sorrows grew more and more. She laid a stone at her head, and another at her feet, and down she lay between these two, till death had lulled her asleep. When sweet Will came and stood at her head, and likewise stood at her feet, 1,000 times he kissed her cold lips, her body being fast asleep. Yea, 7 times he stood at her feet, and 7 times her head. 1,000 times he shook her hand, although her body was dead. "A wretched me," he loudly cried, "what is it that I have done? Oh, would to the powers above I died, when thus I left her alone. Come, come, you gentle red breast now, and prepare for us a tomb. Whilst unto cruel death I bow, and sing like a swan my doom. Why could I ever cruel be unto so fair a creature? Alas, she died for love of me, the loveliest she in nature. For me she left her home so fair, to wander in this wild grove, and there with sighs and pensive care she ended her life for love. O constancy in her thou art lost, now let woman boast no more. She's fled to the Elysium coast, and with her carried the store. Oh, break my heart with sorrow filled, come swell, you strong tides of grief, you that my dear love has killed, come yield in death to me relief. Cruel her sister was for me, that to her she was unkind. Her husband I will never be, but with this my love be joined. Grim death shall tie the marriage band, which jealousy shan't divide. Together shall tie our cold hands, whilst here we lie side by side. Witness, ye groves and crystal streams, how faithless I late have been. But do repent with dying leaves of that my ungrateful sin. And wish a thousand times that I had been but to her more kind, and not have let a virgin die, whose equal there's none can find. Now heaps of sorrow press my soul, now 'tis she takes her way. I come, my love, without control, nor from thee will longer stay. With that he fetched a heavy groan, which rent his tender breast. And then by her he laid him down, when as death did give him rest. Whilst mournful birds with leafy boughs to them a kind burial gave, and warbled out their lovesick vows whilst they both slept in their grave.